The Guest List. Each episode, we ask one of our favourite people about some of their favourite Kiwi songs, with thanks to New Zealand On Air.
Yes, that's right. It's time for The Guest List. I'm very excited to have a former Tuesday Drive host and also our number one on the Te Ahi Top 10 not too many weeks ago, Mary. Hello.
Hello. Morena.
Welcome.
Thank you.
It's been a while, but you're here.
Yes, I think it's been maybe 6 years.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And it wasn't the studio either, was it?
No, it was maybe in the corner and yeah. There was a view.
No
temporary.
Views, yeah. Oh, no, we kind of have
there's
a
wee view here.
Just of like bad. Rooftop, so it's
yeah. I mean, it's there's a hill.
Yeah, there's a hill in the background. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
How's life?
Yeah, it's good. I've been making some music under Mary.
Yeah, and you were our number one on the top 10 a couple of weeks ago, which
yeah,
is very exciting.
It was
congratulations.
Really nice. Thank you.
So, yeah, how's the reception been? Other than, obviously, Te Ahi, how's it been?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. You never know. This is my second single, is the Mary Project, and I kind of do all of it myself.
Yeah, right.
And so it's been about a year and a half since I released the first single, and I was kind of like, oh, no one's going to care.
Yeah, right.
But it's been really well received. Yeah, people
yeah,
like
that's
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because you're a music teacher by profession.
Yes.
Right, okay. So music's in the blood in your life and all that?
Yeah. It's kind of what I'm doing like every day, all day now.
Right, cool.
Which is just great. That's
inspiring
the
next generation as well.
Yeah, I do love teaching. I really do love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was younger, I was like, oh, it's easy money. And then I grew up a bit, had a kid.
Yeah, right.
But teaching is the vibe for me. I love it.
So do you ever talk about your RDU days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With fondness. You know, sometimes I have had a couple of people ask me about Moody Tuesday, which is the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah,
I didn't do the show for very long, but it was kind of chill electronic music.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
That's so cool.
I liked it. I feel like that's where my music taste peaked.
Yeah.
Like I peaked
right,
there.
Right, okay.
And then ever since then, it's just been down. Like I'm still listening to all the tunes that I used to play on Moody Tuesday.
Yeah,
that was the pinnacle.
That's great. I've heard about Moody Tuesday.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. People still bring it up. It must have been a very loved show, so.
But maybe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that must be like so satisfying though when someone brings that up.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Like occasionally, and it's very occasionally, someone will go, "Oh, are you on? Do you do the Breakfast Show on RDU?" And like, "Oh, you just love it." You're like, "Yeah,",
and you glow from the inside out. Me?
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
You know me from radio. So, right. So that's where your music taste peaked.
Yes, it peaked there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you listen to much new music? Do you explore a lot?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do listen to a bit of new music.
Not much. No.
I have my old favourites that I definitely always go back to.
It's hard to move past them, you know.
Yeah.
If it's good and you know it works for you.
Yeah, I definitely like sad music now. I don't know what it is just over the past few years. Like
really?
My son actually said, oh, Mummy, you only like sad music. And I felt red.
Oh.
But it's
that is
true.
Read. That's
what floats my boat.
Yeah.
Love listening to a sad jam.
Yeah, there's something, I don't know, happy music is great, but I know it's people's pain where the best art comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah, I
want to
wallow
know?
In it. Like,
yeah.
I want to be like, you know, consumed by it and like just.
Absolute, 100%.
Sink into it a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, what about as like a teenager? Surely you listened to some sad music then. I feel like every teenager did.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you listen to RDU as a teenager?
I don't think I did.
No,
I don't think I actually knew about RDU as a teenager.
No, I probably didn't either.
Yeah. Really. Nah, I don't. I recall like making little cassette tapes of the radio.
Oh.
What was going
okay,
on, you know.
Fun,
but,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was mostly, you know, commercial radio.
Yeah, well, that's what you do. It's
it wasn't that bad back then, you know?
Yeah, I don't, I mean.
Bit of Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, there was great stuff back then. I think it's terrible now.
But. Yeah, it's gotten worse. See what I mean? It's peaked. We peaked ages ago.
Yeah,
we should just stop.
Lucky for some. Gosh. my teenage years were just... That was the real start of, like, music getting bad, I feel.
Yeah.
Like, with Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah. Katy Perry was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Like, we should have seen her and just been like, no.
And, like, I remember as, like, 12 years old, like, busting a huge dance to, like, I Kissed a Girl. And I was like, this isn't appropriate for me. Like, it's real explicit. So, anyway. The guest list is what we're doing. So you've brought along two songs with you.
Yeah, I have.
Great choices, by the way.
Thank you. I actually didn't go for sad. Well, for the there's probably a bit of nostalgia sad mixed in there, but
no. Yeah, what was your approach to picking songs here?
Well, I just picked songs that I've been playing recently. Yeah, like, I just went straight for, like, the first thing that came to my mind, like, the gut instinct,
that's probably,
you know,
the best way to take
it. And then I picked,
it,
and then I was like, oh, should I pick something that's, like, cooler?
No.
And then I thought, no.
No.
This is cool.
Stick
and I'm
to
ready
your guns,
to, I'm ready to stand by it.
So, It's Never Too Late by Evermore is your first pick. And I have to say, this is the first time in a while I've heard this song.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that there's like a, maybe Meridian Energy or something have kind of bastardized it for an ad recently.
Maybe
it came into my life recently.
Yeah.
Via a commercial.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is my favorite song in the whole world. And I forgot about it.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens. Yeah. You can just forget about a song because there are so many. But thank you for bringing it back into the light.
Yeah.
And I think we're about to remind a whole lot of listeners about this song as well, probably.
Oh, yeah. And I'm ready to defend it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Hell yeah. Shall we play it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm quite excited
for
this. Yes, right. So here's Mary's first pick. It is It's Never Too Late. Well, there's no never in there. It's too late.
It's just too late. I was thinking that was a bit extra.
Yeah. It's Too Late by Evermore. Enjoy, everyone.
Tonight, I'm screaming out for help.